chapter 101. Abstaining from finding fault with food and the desirability of praising food. And Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala, Ma'aba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ta'aman qattu in ishtahahu akalahu wa in karihahu tarakahu. Muttafaqun alayhi. Had Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahabi wa sallam never found fault with food. If he liked it, he ate it. If he did not like it, he left it aside. The Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa sahbihi wa sallam never found fault with food. If he liked it, he ate it. If he did not like it, he left it aside. When Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, inna Nabiya sallallahu alaihi wa sallam sa'ala ahlahu al-udma faqal ma indana illa khallun fada'a bihi faja'ala ya'kulu wa yaqul ni'mal udmul khall ni'mal udmul khall. Rawah Muslim. The Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked his family for curry, gravy. They replied, "We do not have anything except vinegar." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for it and began eating it and said, "Vinegar is an excellent curry. Vinegar is an excellent gravy." Had Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked his family for gravy. They replied, "We do not have anything except vinegar." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for it and began eating it and said, "Vinegar is an excellent gravy. Vinegar is an excellent gravy." Muslim. So we see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this chapter, abstaining from finding fault with food. Never. Why? A food even has feelings too. If you don't like it, don't eat it. But don't say anything bad about it. So what it said that if he liked it, the Rasulullah ﷺ ate it. So even if dhab was eaten on Rasulullah's ma'idah, as the hadith of Bukhari, dhab is like a big type of lizard, mastigar. Check it up on the Google what it looks like, and you'd freak out. It's like a big type of thing. Urdu means go kehte ho, go. It's a mastigar. It's this bug, this big. It's a halal according to the Shafis and that. But according to the Hanafis, it's haram because of other hadiths' provision. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was eaten on his dasturkhan as a Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, said Bukhari Sharif narration. But Rasulullah did not eat it. Wain kariha, if he disliked it, he would not eat it. But he won't say this is bad unless Allah revealed afterwards to him that this is haram, and then he told him that this is haram, as the Imam Abu Dawud's narration. That's what the Hanafis use, and the Shuafin, this is halal. So whatever the case is. And people do eat it. People are countries, they do eat it. It's like a lizard type, that big. Look at mastigar, it's also called, or it's another name, or it's gone. Dhab'un is hyena. And that's halal too, according to Imam Shafi. Hyena is, you know that dog type of thing. So that's hyena. Dhab'un, this is dhab'un. So you can check it if you have the Arabic. Dhab and ba, it's a mastigar. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his dasturkhan, and when he was eating, people were eating it. He disliked it, so he did not make a comment that, nothing. He didn't eat it. So this is Rasulullah's sunnah. So if you don't like something, don't eat it. And then, vinegar, ni'mal udm, ya ni'mal idam, in this hadith, ni'mal udm, al khal. How great is the curry vinegar? Who uses vinegar for curry? Huh? Can we do that? For tarkari, for salan, for, what do you call it in our language, whatever you call it, curry, gravy. Who would use that? Any? Roti and vinegar. Bread and vinegar. Can anybody eat that? We can't, can we? This is what Rasulullah sallallahu said. Bring vinegar. Put that in the thing and eat that with roti. Ajib. We can never do this. We can never do it. And vinegar has a lot of benefits. And it's a sunnah of Nabi Kareem. So it's a lot of benefits. So Rasulullah sallallahu, if he didn't like onions or something, fresh onions, he would make a comment. But he would say, about, and he would explain that don't come near the masjid when you have, onion smell in you. You'd be very upset. And other reasons, onions and things like that have bad smell. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never, I don't like this food and that. Even children, usually they do that. Or teach them, don't. If you don't like it, don't eat it. If you don't like it, don't eat it. Say, I don't like it. Say, I'll eat something else or something. But don't say, I don't like it. Huh? All of you. And I say, I don't like you. Huh? I like all of you and I don't like you. You understand what I'm saying? because these things have feelings too. Food has feelings too. Rasulullah always appreciated food. He shall ni'mat bik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially as husbands, be careful with your wives. Like all of her food, because it's from her hands. There's a story of a person, I teach my children this story. This is near the Marif al-Mathnavi. There was a king named Mahmud, and he had a qadim named Ayaz. And Ayaz was so beloved to Mahmud. He was such a qadim, so obedient, so pious, so great. So Mahmud, as the ruler, he once told Ayaz, go into the garden and get some melons. So he bought some melons. And as his usual habit, he cut it for the king, and he made pieces, and he's presenting it to the king like this. But the king had so much muhabbat with this qadim Ayaz that he put it in his mouth first. One, two, three. And Ayaz kept on eating it. Seventh one ate one after that. After he ate seven, eight pieces. Then the king, Mahmud, he took one piece like this and he put it and he took a bite. And he said, Ayaz, so bitter. And I give you seven pieces and you just gulp them down like this? He goes, from that hand which always comes good, if from that hand something bitter comes, even that is good. From Allah, if you get trouble one day, Allah always gives us kindness. Mother and father always gives us kindness. Mother and father, so I teach my little one at home too, so I tell this story to them. I tell them, if mom makes your food, she always makes good food. It's from her hands. It's from your mom's hands. It's not from the restaurant. Pizza land, this and that. We don't know what they put. We don't know what sweat went in. We don't, Yes. But this is your mom's hands. I teach my students this in class. If it's your mom's food, never say I don't like it. You know how much it will hurt her heart? Huh? Another thing is from the mother's hand. So the whole gist of the story, the Marif al-Mathnavi is trying to explain, Allah always gives us ni'mat. And there could be a ni'mat. Kutiba alaykum. Sometimes you like something, but it may not be good for you. So sometimes we think that, what this musibat? But it is better for you in respect of your dunya and akhirat. And it's coming from who? Allah. Allah. Allah is from you. Alhamdulillah. Raditu billahi rabbah. Wa bi Muhammadin Rasulullah. Wa bi Islami deena. Raditu billahi rabbah. Wa bi Islami deena. Wa bi Muhammadin Rasulullah. Always be pleased with Allah. So that's the gist of the story. Allah enable us to appreciate food and ni'mat.